Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Rob. I'm the new minister at KMC, or Knutsford Methodist Church. I'd just like to thank Nigel for inviting me to preach this evening. That was a step of faith, wasn't it? And thank you also for the welcome that Carol and I have been given to Knutsford. Thank you. We do appreciate it. The other week I was looking for something in the bedroom, getting things together for Christmas, and looking under the bed. And as I was looking under the bed, I found a bowl. Now, it wasn't the bowl that used to be under the bed many years ago. It was a bowl that I'd not seen before. And in this bowl, there were three eggs and a whole load of money, which I'd not seen before. So I said to Carol, "Carol, what's this bowl under the bed, these three eggs and all of this money?" And she said, "Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't find that." I said, "Why not?" She said, "Well, every time you preach a bad sermon, I put an egg in the bowl." And, well, I thought, well, Carol's heard so many of my sermons, three eggs, three bad sermons, that's not bad. I was quite pleased. And, you know, I felt quite chuffed, really. So then I said, "And what about the money?" She said, "Well, every time I get to a dozen, I sell them." So I'll leave you to decide whether she needs to put another egg in the bowl tonight. The sermon this evening, slightly different in that I'm inviting you to come with me into the stable. So more of a meditation as I invite you to come with me. Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Come with me tonight into the stable. Come with me as we go together. How silently the wondrous gift is given. Or so the carol goes. But come with me for a moment. In your imagination, come with me. Let me take you into the stable. Come with me into the stable, not the Christmas card tinselly scene, nor the clinically sanitised and cleaned out nativity of some of our favourite carols. Come with me into the stable where we can rediscover the reality of what we know to be the scene from Scripture, the Bible, God's inspired word. Come with me. Come with me. It's dark. It's a dark night. And we can hardly see to make our way down the track behind the houses. It's cold too. In some ways we'd rather be sitting around a fireside talking with friends into the night, watching the firelight reflect in our faces. Yet we've come tonight for a special reason. We've come to see the new baby. So we don't mind the darkness too much. And with our excitement, we don't allow the cold to penetrate too deeply. We push the stable door. Inside, well, it's not much warmer. It's just as dark. If anything, it's even darker. Pitch dark as the water at the bottom of a well. And we can see nothing. Not even our hand in front of our face. We walk carefully through the door. It all seems so quiet as we make our way, carefully wondering what the baby will be like. Who put that there? What on earth is that? What's that smell? Donkey dirt. Well, I guess it was the donkey. wipe your feet. Be careful. I don't remember any donkey dirt on Christmas cards or in the carols. That smell. We stand motionless in the hopes that our eyes will become a bit more accustomed to the darkness and that soon we shall at least begin to make out some of the shadows. But the darkness is deep. We can see nothing. Anyway, do you still want to come with me into the stable? We're only in the entrance area yet. If you want to meet the Christ child, come with me. Come with me into the stable. But listen, the silence is broken. I'll never manage this. I'll just never manage this. A scream, a shout of pain, and then quiet. Then another scream, and quiet again. The birth pains, a young girl giving birth. We huddle closely to each other in the darkness, as if to protect ourselves from the realization that actually we've come too soon, too soon. The birth is not yet. We've come too soon. It's not yet Christmas. We've come too early. We take each other by the hand and we stand without a word, stunned by the inappropriateness of arriving before time, too soon. Another shout as if dredged from the deepest pain, and then quiet. Shall we go out? Discreetly, quietly, shall we pretend that we were never there? But now that we've come, we can't prise ourselves away. The pain holds us. We've become part of that relentless rhythm of silence and screaming. And we can't prise ourselves away. Where's the gas and air? Surely the birth of the Son of God would be painless, pain-free. Or would it? Is this not real life? God becoming man? A helpless baby being born into the muck and the dirt of our world? The real world? Is she squeezing Joseph's hand just because of the pain? Is he smiling reassuringly and mopping her brow? We can't see. It wouldn't be appropriate. We've arrived too soon, but we can hear and we know the significance of what's happening. So we wait expectantly. We wait. But you're coming with me into the stable. Come with me. I'm never going through this again. I can't. There's another scream, this time louder, tearing into us and forcing us to be part of the pain. How much longer must we wait in the darkness? How much longer must we share the agony of this woman? How much longer before the coming of this baby? How silently the wondrous gift is given. Or so the carol goes. But do you still believe the poetic license of the hymn writer now that you're standing in the stable? The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes, we sing. That's how the carol goes. The baby has still not come. How long have we been here? We cannot think how long the time has been strangely suspended. Each moment has been a time on its own. We've been held into the present, drawn into the pain of this woman. Nothing else exists but the pain of this woman, not even in the darkness. How long can we have been here? Surely the dawn will soon be breaking. This is no place to have a baby. Just feel how it is in here. The baby will be born into cold and darkness, and there's no water. No water to wash the baby. Can it be true that there's nowhere else for this woman to go? With all the buildings that there are in this town, there must be a room somewhere for her. Someone must be willing to take her in. Are the doors of the town always so unwelcoming to the stranger? Are they always shut to the one who brings life? The screams have been getting more rapid. There's been a breathlessness to take our own breath away. And we've been accelerated into a rhythm of cries and calm that confuse us. And we just hold on to each other, as if to ease the trial of suspense. Then suddenly there's a cry to break into us, a scream to break the rhythm and to hang haunting in the darkness. And then quiet. This time a deep quiet. A quiet of relief and exhaustion. We wait silently, sharing the quiet, not daring even to punctuate it with our own breathing. And then the sound that we've been waiting for, listen. A new voice cuts into the darkness. The baby's crying. The baby's crying new life to us. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. Or so the carol goes. But do you still believe the poetic license of the hymn writer now that you're standing here in the stable? When have you ever known a baby to be born live without crying? Or a mother to give birth without pain? Only in carols written by a poet, wanting everyone to feel Christmassy. But now that you're standing here in the stable, maybe we begin to understand something about ourselves. In our believing, in our living, we've been more like the Christmas carols. We preferred to say that all is silent. We've wanted to be deaf to the realities which surround us. We've wanted a world where children's crying is never heard. A woman's screams are blotted out, whether that be in Africa, Afghanistan, India, Connecticut. We've wanted a world in which virtuous women are the ones who hold their peace, and in which virtuous children are the ones whose voices never reach our ears. Good boys are seen and not heard. Come with me into the stable. And now that we're standing in the stable, maybe we're beginning to understand. Every Christmas, we've come back to church. We've come with our hymn book in hand, eager to have our ears blocked once again under the magnetic glow of the candles. Every year, we've come back to sing of the ideal woman, of the mother mild, and of her maiden bliss. Every year, we've come back to hear how nobody at Bethlehem was willing to offer shelter to a pregnant woman going into labour, and how she had to give birth in this sordid cowshed. And every year we've come back to sing that this was surely a blessed morn, and that Mary, the picture of virtue, the virgin pure, the lowly maiden, was nothing but contentment. The mother did nothing take in scorn. We've come back to sing. And every year we've returned to hear the old story, how the meek maiden accepts the will of the angel. We've come to renew our old picture of the virtuous woman, ready agreement, ready servanthood, no questions asked. And then as we've heard the story of the shepherds lifting their voices in joyful praise, we've listened again, intently, to the portrait of the perfect woman. The perfect woman who treasures all these things in her heart, and in the face of all her hardship, she never even says a word. And it's been the same for the children. Every year we've come to sing of the perfect child, the child who never cries, who lays down his sweet head, and who once in slumber reclining is worthy of the worship of the angels. Every year we've come to renew our picture of the child who's mild, obedient and good. The child who always stays silent. No ear may hear his coming. Yes, it's true. We understand maybe now. We've wanted our cocooned cotton wool deafness. We've wanted women whose pain need never come to our ears and children whose crying need not be heard in Africa, Afghanistan, India, Connecticut, or even in Knutsford. Come with me into the stable, because the dawn is beginning to break. There's quiet in the stable, and the light is beginning, just beginning to penetrate. The mother's there, in the corner, in the shadows. We can only just barely make her out. There's joy in the way that she holds her child. But she's exhausted. She's discovered a tiredness that she never knew before. Look at the way she holds herself. Her body is drooping, immobile, as if she could not draw another movement from out of herself. All the pain, all the struggle, all the toil shows in her whole demeanour the wornness of her expression. So now that the shadows are lifting in the stable, we understand something else. Always we used to think that God could be born into our world easily. We used to think that God's new life would come to our troubled world just by saying the word, just by offering our meek souls to receive him. We used to believe that faith demanded no effort. But now we realize that we were wrong. Now we've stood in the stable. Now we know that there's no birth without pain, no new life without struggle, no joy without fatigue. Now we know that God cannot be born into our world of conflict and famine and grief unless there's a struggle. Yes, we're standing here in the stable, and maybe we're beginning to understand. God does not belong in some false world which pretends that there is no pain. God does not belong to a tinsel stable with full sanitation and cozy romantic lighting, or to some fairy tale land where people find life comfortable and where homelessness is sweet. That's not real. No, God belongs to our world. Our world of pain and darkness, which yearns for the joy and the new life, which only struggle and anguish and patience will bring. Now maybe we begin to understand. God is found not in the never, never Christmas card dreams, but deep, deep in the relentless rhythm of screams and silence, of joy and pain. It's there that God draws time and eternity together. The dawn's nearly here. In the half light, maybe we can turn to each other. Tell me, why were you willing to come with me into the stable? Just think for a moment, why would you come with me into the stable? Tell me, if you're honest, from your heart. Was it because you wanted to feel all Christmassy? It might have been. Or was it because the Christmas story is a beautiful story and you wanted to hear it once again? That too would be a good reason. Or was it because you wanted to remember the past and past Christmases and all the people who've been dear to you in the past? Perhaps you came with me because you wanted just to remember. But perhaps also you came with me because you know that God could only be found in some sort of comfortable fairy tale land. Perhaps it was because you thought that you could not find God in your own world. Maybe, perhaps you thought you couldn't find God in your darkness or in your struggle. Perhaps it was because you thought you could not find God in your own life, with all its relentless rhythm of calm and crying, of praise and pain, of stress, and maybe surrender to Him. Do you still believe, now that you're standing in the stable? Because actually, it's a real story. It's a real life story. It's part of my story. And it can be part of yours too. It's an adventure story of faith and of real life. In the reality of all the joys and the sorrows of life, your life, my life, come with me into the stable. You'll find Jesus there. And maybe you'll find Him even here tonight. Even here. Right here in this stable that we call St. John's. Come with me. Meet with Jesus. Let's pray. Creator God, our Heavenly Father, we thank You that You draw us to Yourself. As we sing our favourite carols, as we read and hear familiar passages of Scripture, we thank You that as we meet here, we also meet with You. We thank You for Your invitation to come into the stable, to meet with Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray that for each one of us here, that we might meet with Jesus in real life, in all of our struggles, all of our pains, even in the darkness, we pray that we might know the light of Christ. And we ask that we might even meet with Him this night here. So open our ears and open our hearts, that we might know Jesus, not just as some person in history many years ago, but as someone that we've met with today. Help us this Christmas not just to celebrate a birth in Bethlehem, but a birth in our own hearts and lives. Help us now to know the love of Jesus and the reality of that. For we pray in the name of the Christ child, Jesus. Amen.